Next order of business is the approval of the minutes of our February 17th, 2010 Planning and Zoning meeting.
So, Mr. Chairman, the minutes for February 17th, 2010 have been corrected per recommendation of Mr. Robertson.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of February 17th, 2010 as amended.
Second.
Gentlemen, we have a motion of approval and a second for those minutes of February 17th, 2010. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Secondly, the approval of the minutes of February 25th of 2010, Planning and Zoning.
Gentlemen, the Mr. Robinson suggested a change. I didn't make the change because of the comment made by the applicant. That was in reference to the Walton application.
Right. My only suggestion was just to make it clear, or more clear, that that was a statement by the applicant with regard to the parking.
That the parking was adequate was a statement by the applicant.
Yeah. So we don't get it caught, whether it was who said that, whose opinion that was, whether it was Planning and Zoning or some commissioner.
Well, it was in the paragraph of the comments made by the applicants and their representative.
Okay.
It wasn't part of the comments that were made by staff or commission members. That's the only reason I didn't change it.
And that's typically how that's done. I have to.
Typically,
yeah.
That's the statement they made.
All right, well, gentlemen, with that as an understanding and on the advice of our counsel, I'll entertain a motion for the approval of those minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the minutes of February 25th of 2010 as submitted.
Second.
We have a motion of approval and a second for those minutes of February 25th, 2010. All in favor, aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.